What? What's it called?
It's all right, guys. Don't worry. We've got it under control.
What happened?
We had a blowout.
Wait, a blowout?
Yes, Ethan. We got a flat tire.
That didn't really sound like a blowout to me.
Oh, really? And what does a real blowout sound like?
Well, I don't know. Kind of like... Boom! Something like that.
Huh. I see. And what did this one sound like?
Well, this one sounded more like... Pew!
Cool.
Yeah.
Wait, so how should it have sounded again?
Well, it was like...
All right, boys, that's enough. Why don't you go ahead and hop out, stretch your legs? We happen to be right next to a rest stop, so go use the restroom, do what you need to do. We should be back on the road in about 15 minutes or so.
Sure thing, great idea.
Yeah, I'll get the door.
Hey, Phil, I bet there's some snack machines on the other side of that building. Do you want to come with me? I think I'm going to go grab some.
Nah, I'm good. I really got to go. I think James and Aaron have the right idea. I'll meet you back here at the bus.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I'll be right back.
Hey, Ethan?
Yeah?
Be careful. You don't know what kind of weirdos are out there.
Okay. Sure thing. I'll be right back.
All right. I think I just saw someone behind the snack machine building.
I got this.
That was no blowout. That
Frankie,
was...
we got it under control.
Oh, spy stuff. Sorry.
Bernie, do you copy?
What?
Do you copy?
Copy?
No. What? Oh, wait, I'm on the wrong frequency. Sorry. There. Bernie, do you copy?
Loud and clear, Phil.
I got the guy in my sights. I'm gonna sneak up behind him.
Be careful. Try to get some information out of him.
Well, obviously.
I'm just saying, you do have a history, Phil.
I'll do my best. Look, I have a guitar string in my pocket. I'll try to disable him with that.
Hey, you! Come here! Who are you? Who do you work for? Why are you after Ethan? Whoa! I've got you.
Oh, you don't. You're not gutting me today. All right. Now, tell me what you're doing here. Who told you about us? Hey, dude. Dude. Oops. Guess you won't be answering any of my questions anytime soon. Hey, Bernie? He passed out on me.
Phil, good grief.
Sorry about that.
Is there anyone else?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he was working alone. If somebody else was with him, they would have shown their face by now.
Good. Then handcuff him back here and I'll have Rebecca clean up your mess. She can take him into custody after we're gone. Just get back to the bus, Phil. We gotta get out of here.
10-4.
Whoa! Ah! Oh! Phil, what are you doing over here? I thought you were going to the restroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm right. I just broke a guitar string and I was looking for a trash can to throw it away in.
Okay. I'm sure there was one over by the restrooms. I don't think you needed to come all the way over here.
Oh, right. Silly me.
Should we head back to the bus? I'm sure Bernie and the bus driver are probably done fixing the flat tire.
Yeah, sure thing, buddy.
You sure are sweaty, Phil.
Yeah, this new deodorant, it's really just not cutting.
Well, here we are, the beautiful city of Detroit.
Dude, I can't believe we're here.
Ugh, neither can I.
What's the problem, Aaron?
I don't know. It just seems kind of dirty, maybe?
Well, sure, here. It's way too rough. You just need to see the softer side of me.
Like, really, James?
Yeah. Hey, Uncle Burnt Toast, you mind if we go explore?
Yeah, just be back for Ethan's rap battle tonight at 10.
I'm not sure, but...
Sweet! Whoa. Let's go.
Okay. All right, man, let's go.
Those crazy kids.
These guys are having the time of their life.
You've given them a great opportunity, Ethan.
I know, right? And I think they're getting along. And to think, all I wanted was somebody to make me coffee.
Speaking of, what do you say we go grab a coffee, guys?
Yeah, I don't know. You guys go on ahead. I'm feeling kind of sleepy.
What?
Ethan, come on. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I think you probably just need some coffee to get you going.
Yeah. Ever since I had those Twinkies from the vending machine, they made me feel really sleepy. I'm definitely gonna... Oof!
Phil, what did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Are you sure?
What are you talking about? Of course I'm sure. Why would I make him faint?
Wait. I should have known. There must have been something in the Twinkies.
But how would they know where we were? Wait. Do you think that maybe one of your agency contacts who knows about the band tour is a double-
No way, Phil. My contacts are solid. Is there anyone that Ethan would have told?
Well, his mom. But she wouldn't have told anyone. I don't think she even really paid attention.
Wait, what about that Regis kid?
You think he's the bad guy?
Of course not, but Ethan told Regis we were going on a band tour. Is it usual for him to come around like that?
Well, no, actually. It was kind of strange that he would just show up at the door like that. Do you think he's involved?
No way. You must have been paid by that guy you just met to get information out of Ethan. Secrecy is key here, Phil.
I guess anything Regis knows about Ethan, StarCorp would know as well.
I wouldn't give them too much credit. StarCorp isn't as organized as you would think. Remember, most of them rebelled against the agency. Huh, it's funny. Their inherent hatred for authority is exactly what makes them so easy to combat. Many of their agents work alone, like that guy. They don't report back like we do. This is why we can hide Ethan in plain sight. They don't expect it. We'll see what information Rebecca can pull out of him, but I think for now, we can assume Regis's knowledge was isolated to this one guy.
I mean, if he's ever listened to an episode of The Ceiling Fan, he would know that Ethan would go for the Twinkies.
Absolutely. Now I'm giving him the shot to wake him up. He'll have enough energy to do the rap battle, but he'll need some rest when he's done.
I can't believe these people are trying to kill him. I'm glad we realized it in time, or else he'd be dead. So, the guy who was after us?
He was just a pawn. There's someone bigger behind this. There. That should take care of him. I don't think the dose was strong enough to kill him. We'll just tell him he fell asleep.
What if they try something else?
Then we stop them. This time you were sloppy, Phil. Next time, we do the job right. Until then, you do not let Ethan out of your sight.
Sorry, birds.
Shh, he's waking up.
What's going on?
You fell asleep, dude. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling fine.
Think you're ready to do the show, Ethan?
The show? Oh, right, of course. The rap battle, right. What else would you be talking about?
Good. Let's get out there and kill him.
No!
Ethan?
No, no way. We're not gonna let us not perform this performance. I'm pumped. Let's go knock him dead.
Okay, great. Yeah, let's roll.
Is this the place?
Hey boys, you made it. We were worried you'd gotten lost.
Ah, I got this under control, Uncle Burninator.
Sorry we're late.
It's fine, guys. Ethan's actually teared it up out there.
Yeah, he is. He might actually win this thing.
Hey, after the show, Phil and I are gonna grab a bite to eat.
Oh yeah, that sounds good. Right, Aaron?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, sure, we can come, if you insist. Just know that...
Actually, we were hoping the two of you could take Ethan out.
Oh.
Somewhere else.
No, you could have just told me. You have to get me all pumped about having dinner with the cool guys and then bring
my
heart.
Yeah, we'll be fine, Uncle Burp.
What was that?
I thought we were... No?
We weren't.
Sorry.
Okay, good. But, please, be sure to take really good care of him.
Of course, philosophy.
I'll just assume that was one of your less creative nickname attempts, right?
Thanks.
Don't let him out of your sight.
Oh no, Ethan just jumped off the stage.
I'll go help him.
Wait up, Ethan!
Looks like he's fine. We better get going.
Right on, Birdie.
You're sure Aaron and James can take care of Ethan?
I'm sure of it. They're Ethan's best friends. Besides, you know, what choice do we have? We can't bring him with us.
True. All right, this is it. StarCorp, the Detroit chapter.
I can't believe I've been playing this video game for years. I never would have guessed they were part of some kind of crazy conspiracy.
That's the point, Phil.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where do you two think you're going?
Howdy, sir. We're here to clean the third floor.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I wasn't told. I'm kind of new.
Well, so are we. Do we need a sign in or something?
I think you'll probably be fine.
Well, much obliged.
No, pop, bro.
Well, that was certainly easy enough.
They don't suspect a thing. That StarCorp agent must not have gotten word back.
That's good to know.
Phil, take a look at this.
What is it?
It looks like they're building a machine.
What? To do what?
It doesn't look like that information's here, but look at this graph. It's almost like a puzzle. It must be at one of their other cells.
Where?
I'll get this back to Rebecca. She should be able to decipher where the next cell is.
All right, well, let's get out of here. We'll pass that info on and then see what our orders are from there.
Hors d'oeuvres?
What? Orders?
Oh, well, that makes a lot more sense. Let's go.